Hello, and welcome to another episode of Do the Math, an informational podcast dealing with critical issues which are not being addressed in traditional treatment social service agencies. Featuring J.C. Ephraim, Ethnic Minority Mental Health Specialist. And now, here's J.C.
Many of the family courts in our nation see many families that are dysfunctional due to substance abuse. The children in these families do not escape the stress associated with the substance abusing behavior of their parents. They find themselves trapped in the cycle of their family's feelings of guilt, feelings of shame, and the ongoing and ceaseless blaming. This cycle has sometimes been referred to as like a spider web. It traps the children and the parents in a series of profile behavior patterns that perpetuate the dysfunction of the family and the home environment. When children are caught up in this cycle, they show up in schools and act out in ways where they are judged as being behavior problems. It's only after things get very, very wrong does someone refer them to community-based services for either assessment or evaluation to determine if other than school-type interventions might be helpful. When this happens, oftentimes the child spends time trying to cover up what's going on in the family to their own harm and destruction. When the child builds up a relationship with someone where they dare to share the secrets, it's then and only then that recovery seems possible. Many of us talk about dysfunctional families as though the dysfunction of the family's intent is to be sick. This is not true. Families become dysfunctional when they are not working well for the purpose of holding the family together. The purpose is the same as healthy family function. Let me see if I can make this clear. In healthy family systems, the purpose of their functioning in the way that they do is for the purpose of the family staying together to the benefit of its members. I assert that when families become dysfunctional, they become dysfunctional for the same reasons, i.e., to hold themselves together for the purpose of the family functioning as a unit. This is one of the reasons why it is very difficult to change a dysfunctional family to a functional family, because their purposes, though their methods are not the same, their purpose is the same, and that is to keep the family unit together. And thus, if you attempt to change this dysfunctional family system with the intent to make it functional, there'll be resistance for fear of its members not, in their mind, being a family, which frightens them even more than limping along in the pain, enduring the suffering, enduring the shame, enduring the guilt, and the ceaseless blaming of one another for why things are the way they are. This has got to change. This must change. Do the math, because the math don't lie.